Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we just heard from Tony Vitello. He's the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, holding a press conference as we speak, but we're efforting Tony Baselio, and he is a sports talk radio host in Knoxville at 105.7, knows Tony Vitello extremely well. Pretty much worked with him in Tennessee. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's visit with Tony Baselio. Tony, thanks for joining us on such short notice. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure. I was laying down to take a nap, and then I realized that Tony was doing his press conference. I just got done doing my show, and you guys know how this is. People probably listening going, what do you guys do for a living? Hey, it's pretty tiring doing what we do, but yeah, I appreciate you guys inviting me back.
All right, how's Tony Vitello, who's never had any managerial experience in the big leagues or played, how's the adjustment going to be for him, and what kind of person is he to handle the adjustment he's looking at?
I've never met a guy as humble as him, had the kind of success around here or anywhere as he's had. Tony's a guy that would take time and make time for as many people as he possibly could. He's a guy who espouses and then lives up to the philosophy that I'm not your head coach, we're all teammates. I've never seen him throw anybody under the bus, though they deserve to get thrown under the bus in the media. I know he handles things behind closed doors professionally. Obviously, he's got he and I share the same kind of Italian heritage sort of thing, which made us pretty unique in this neck of the woods, which is something we sort of bonded over. Tony is a high vision guy. Tony is a highly emotionally intelligent person. He's a great room reader. He will not go in there acting like he's all that in a bag of chips. He will be deferential toward those veterans, and he will surround himself with quality people. And I think that if ever there was a guy in the college game worth taking a risk on, it is this guy at this point in time for the Giants.
Well, Tony, I'm not sure if you had a chance to catch some of the press, but one thing that stood out to me was, like you mentioned, just his humility. And I thought an authentic sort of first message was going to be important, especially for a lot of people out here in San Francisco who just are not very familiar with him. But also for people that have seen him, that understand how energetic and exuberant he can be on the field, you know, that tempered form of him, how quickly do you think it changes when he gets between the lines?
No. I watched the press conference. That's Tony. What you saw today is Tony. Don't get me wrong. He burns hot. He'll scream at umpires. He'll fight for his kids and fight for his team and fight for his players. But he's not going to fight with them. And I think that's a side. I think Tony gets this rap of being somebody that's going to fight with us. He's not that type of guy. We're all going to pull in the same direction. I'll take the hits for you in the media. I'm a big boy. I'm telling you, if anybody can pull this off, it's him. Now, the question obviously is, how much respect is he going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anna Garner. Within that locker room, and are those guys at that level going to give him a chance? Because if they give him a chance and they put a decent enough team around him, I think he'll do a nice job there. But obviously, that is a huge question as to how he'll be received and how both sides will work with each other. I'll tell you this, though. Tony is what you saw up there, the self-deprecating guy that you saw, the humble guy, that is exactly who he is. And he's the same guy he was when he came here and they were playing in front of 15 people. I mean, I kid you not. They had like 30 fans in the stands. And then when they built him $150 million stadium here, he's the same, the absolute same guy.
Hmm. We're talking to Tony Boselio. He works on Knoxville's 105.7. Very familiar with the new Giants manager, Tony Vitello. What does he hang his hat on baseball wise? What are his strong beliefs? Not so much his temperament or, you know, how he's personality wise, but what does he believe leads to successful baseball?
He's a preparation guy.
Okay.
That's Tony's language. Tony is, and you heard him say this, but nobody outworked this guy on the recruiting trail. And he will be open to anything that can help him win. Tennessee's one of the few teams in college baseball that really adhered to analytics, but he wasn't afraid to deviate from it when it didn't make sense to him, which is why it's going to be interesting to watch him sort of navigate the Major League Baseball waters. And I know that the Giants are coming out of an era where, you know, they were really given into that in the analytics, and now they're going to try and blend the two. It seems like, anyway, I'm not going to speak for them, but it looks like that's their plan on the front end. And as Buster Posey said, we're going to kind of figure it out as we go along. Tony's a really good and a really interesting candidate to try that with, because that's what he did here. He's a people reader, but he's not afraid to rely on the data. But he's also not afraid to play a hunch as well. So, and you guys will second guess him like I did. Listen, I roughed him up some on the air here, but he always came back. He always answered texts. He always answered phone calls. And so he's got thick enough skin to handle it.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, Tony, because I feel like there's this image of the modern day manager as just being basically an extension of the front office, right? As someone who is there to enact what, whether it's Posey or Manazzi and the general manager want to do on the field. And that's kind of where two managers ago, someone like Gabe Kapler ran into trouble, I think, with a lot of fans. So it sounds like what you're saying is that Tony is a perfect sort of mix, is someone that is willing to work with both sides. But how much day-to-day sort of hands-on do you think he's going to be allowed to be at the big league level when he does have an understanding kind of the both human and analytic aspect of things?
You guys could answer that way more than I could. I don't even feel like that's in my purview. Look, I'm a Phillies fan, and if anybody could screw up, it's a perfect thing. It's the Phillies. But that said, I just, as I watched that press conference and I watched him interface with Buster, I kind of got what they're going for. But the big question is, can they do it? Can you marry the two? Can you mix and match? Can you take two styles and put them together? Because if you can and they're successful doing it, then maybe he opens the door for other college guys to come in. Because it seems to me that Major League Baseball has taken some of the things that college baseball sort of introduced, these celebration props after you hit a home run, the more exuberance on the field. Those things were not done 4 or 5 years ago, showing a little more personality out there, that sort of thing. And so I don't know. It's just going to be really interesting because, again, I go back to this. I'll tell you a quick story. I told, when Tony first got that job, he brought me over there and said, hey, man, I need to fill this place. And I said, yeah, you and everybody else that I've ever talked to that's had this job, good luck to you. And he looked at me and he said, no, we're going to fill this place. And I said, Tony, unless you have, like, Kenny Chesney come do a post-game concert or put pro wrestling in the outfield, or you're not going to fill the place. And he said, we're going to fill the place. And the thing I learned about him that day was he was giving me, like, vision. And he filled the place. I mean, filled the place. And the thing he's going to do with the fan base is that, and obviously you're always going to have people that are going to be critical of everything you do. Baseball is a great game for second guessing. Tony's going to be a guy that's going to be able to win people over when he appears in front of a camera. When he talks to you guys, you're going to see that he's just kind of a real guy. He's a guy that likes his UFC. He's a guy that likes a good spaghetti meal. He's a guy that likes a good concert. You know, he's just kind of a real dude compared to a Gabe Kapler type, right, who, yeah, God knows what he was into.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, last, how many times was he ejected in 8 years at Tennessee?
You know, that's a good question. He took a few showers, you know, and the other thing that he did, which I think is kind of great, is he's like a world-class guy when it comes to profanity. And people that sat
it
down low at Tennessee games really learned some new words. And you know, guys, you guys know this better than anybody. The Major League umpires, that's probably one area of his game that he's going to have to amend, because you can't speak to a Major League umpire the same way you spoke to those college guys. There's no way that's going to work.
That's a great point.
Hey, Tony, thank you so much for – I'm sorry. Yeah, Tony. Tony Baselio joining us from Knoxville. Real quick, do I detect some Philly, South Jersey in that accent?
You got it, brother.
All right, where?
Well, I'm from the Kennett Square area, okay. So I'm right outside the city. But my father was a mushroom grower, and he told me when I was a kid, he said, son, you're not going to work in this business. You're lazy. You need to go work with your mouth because you have a big one.
Please don't tell me he was a mushroom farmer in Reading, Pennsylvania. Just don't.
No, okay. In Kennett Square. Kennett Square, Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, I'm from Reading, and we appreciate
you
your time.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what they call us? They call us survivors that got out of there.
Yeah, well, I still have some love for the hometown, but
yeah,
I'm never going back.
All right,
buddy.
It's always in your heart. All right, guys.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. All right, we're going to go right to break here on 95.7 The Game. That segment was brought to you by Frontier Ford. Lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Frontier Ford. Hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to roll. Find Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek in Santa Clara or online at frontierford.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.